Season 5, Episode 7, We've Gone Barney. It was a boisterous Barnaby, Alan explains. The alcohol-infused Barnaby Bumble. It made the national news all round Australia, and it was highly embarrassing to anyone involved. Trace reminds the crew that Zali Steggall, Member of Parliament, New South Wales, has implored, we must do something about alcohol use in Parliament. We cannot trivialise this, yet alcohol consumption is culturally indoctrinated in Australian culture. Trage announces, drumroll, his publication on trivialisation of risk in the workplace. Alcohol-related activity is one of the six typologies found in reality TV. A reflection on daily life. It's trivialisation dissonance, he says. Listen in for that exciting episode.
Educate your mind, cause the system will keep you blind. Educate your mind, cause the system will keep you blind. Educate your mind, cause the system will keep you blind. Create a new path and let the people follow your signs. Educate your mind.
Hello, and welcome to the WoWork Podcast, a series of playful legal dissections on the most curious and alarming events in the world of work. The podcasters Alan Girl, Trage Svetkovsky, and Sarah Pazell debate how to craft a better experience of work. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. And remember, none of the things we talk about today should be construed as legal advice or any other type of advice. We're just here to talk about all things related to work.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Thanks, Trage.
Yeah, how good?
So good. In fact, so excited to bring this board home to my son. You've just given me this kick-ass... What do you call it?
Tribal Kings.
Tribal Kings
West Coast
board, skateboard.
Yeah.
And how come you never used it?
I've got them all over my studio as desks, but no, I wouldn't use it. Too risk averse.
Function as art.
As you can see, yes, judging by my stature, I'm probably not a good endorsement for skateboarding.
You'd be surprised. There's skateboarders in all kinds of sizes and shapes and capabilities. I love it.
You were willing to do indoor climbing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I did. I did for a year. Pilates now.
He's back on the ground.
Yeah, back on the ground.
Pilates.
I'm loving my Pilates, except today's session. That was pretty full on. It was a new program. But you know what I want to talk about before we get into other topics? It's sort of a revisit, but it's also a nice little segue into my recent research project. And that is Barnaby Joyce.
Barnaby Joyce? You really want to talk about Barnaby Joyce?
Oh, Barnaby.
Tell me about
Barnaby. I don't want to talk about Barnaby.
He's got quite a few stories, I guess.
Yeah, but I thought of Barnaby Joyce, and then I thought of the comment made by the indie MP, former Winter Olympian, Zali Steggall.
Elaborate.
Zali, who is the MP in New South Wales,
But the comment was what?
The comment was, she said that we've got to do something about the alcohol trivialisation that's going on in Parliament.
Now, explain it in context to Barnaby Joyce, because we've got listeners all around the world. So Barnaby was found on the ground, right?
Yes.
Elaborate.
He quite frankly and candidly stated that, yes, he did have more than one drink. Now, I thought of Barnaby.
And he'd been making a phone call,
yeah.
And he was found on the sidewalk.
No, I'm not interested in what he was doing with that stuff.
Yeah,
no,
but you need to get the context, the visual, right?
He's a senior member of the government.
Oh, I forgot.
Senior politician.
Yes.
And he drank too much, and he ended up on the footpath. I think he might have been asleep at one point.
On his back.
He was certainly
tripped
in a very bad way.
Yes,
like a planter box.
And we've got national news all over Australia. I don't know whether it's got international news. So for our international listeners, that was an extremely embarrassing incident for him.
Yes, I forgot that we have a lot of international listeners.
Sri Lanka, Canada, America,
We're in the national.
Yes, I'm a big fan of Sri Lanka now.
Yes.
They've been so wonderful to us.
I know. I forgot that we're in the top 5% of podcasts listened to around the globe. So I just presumed this was an Australian thing. Sorry. But I thought of Barnaby and the alcohol incident and Zali's comment about alcohol trivialisation. And then I thought of alcohol again, and I thought of the very, very first episode, and also with the Brittany Higgins case that you'd mentioned, Sarah, with respect to the consumption of alcohol. So anyway, I was thinking about alcohol.
Alcohol's a theme, and it's an Aussie cultural norm, isn't it?
Well, yeah, let's not mince our words. It is, because A, Parliament has said, look, we're trivialising this.
We used to have a Prime Minister who had, the world record glass of beer?
Bob Hawke still has the record for sculling a yard glass of beer at Oxford.
Past Prime Minister. And remember we talked about that billboard for Men and Women Too in South Australia that used to advocate that as your safe drinking levels of four drinks a day for men and two for women.
That's right.
And when I speak about work design, I often try to help people understand that work can be a mediator for health, that it's almost an elixir for health. So not just all the bad stuff that can happen, but we often look at how work can construct health. So there's routines and habits and socialization and learning. And we know that the health indicators for workers are more positive than for non-workers. They're more positive for workers and their family members. And the health behaviors are also indicative of being more positive outcomes, right? So the lead indicators, the things like nutrition, the things like smoking prevalence, but the one thing that is different is drinking. Workers and non-workers in Australia have the same alcohol consumption, give or take. That's a risk factor.
That's very interesting. So people that are at home who have much more opportunity to drink consuming the same amount of alcohol
as
people
that work.
That's
so far what the research is saying. So the other health behaviors of seeking education and the lead, health behaviors, beyond work systems, the indicators that you might be looking for health and well-being kinds of programs, those are better for workers and non-workers, except there wasn't a research scientific difference in anything showing a valid difference between workers and non-workers of alcohol consumption.
So
it's culturally indoctrinated. It's appreciated here in Australia that you drink, mate.
So alcohol's a big thing, and this is why I thought of Barnaby Joyce, and of course we've mentioned Bob Hawke, and Bob Hawke needs no introduction, Sarah. We all know about Bob Hawke, and we all know about what year was when he said everyone should get a public holiday, if not your boss is a bum. when was the America's Cup? What year?
Oh boy, I was one of the times I was in Australia as a teenager.
Yeah, I think Bob Hawke and Paul Hogan single-handedly made us a global sensation. But I mention alcohol because it is part of this culture. And I thought of Azali's comments because, drum roll please, I'm pleased to announce that, thank you for that chesty drum roll there, Alan. I'm pleased to announce that Palgrave Macmillan, which is one of the academic imprints of Springer, have decided to publish what was going to be an article, but now it's a slightly longer article, short book, in their Pivot research series, dealing with the trivialization of risk in the workplace. So I don't know if you remember last season I talked about...
So you're talking about specifically about alcohol-related risk?
It's one of the six typologies. I'd essentially watched a reality television show.
It's his love of reality TV that's getting recognized now.
is this story you're telling me based on reality TV? Is that your reference?
It's true.
We had the film right now, so it'd be like talking about reality TV on reality TV.
We rattled off all these fancy names, and now we're into the guts of it. It's the reality TV.
True. I've
Married at First Sight.
I'm referring to a workplace-related show.
We need to acknowledge that what has led to this is Treasure's obsession with reality TV.
Yes.
And he's married that love with his safety science and his legal background. And now he's married it with his music producing background by talking about it on the podcast.
Hold on. If you were given the opportunity to go on reality TV, would you take it?
It's possible. I have been, if you count, being the person running on the side in watching Ninja.
His son's been on Ninja Warrior.
Yes.
His son's been on Ninja Warrior, right? Yeah. Competing. And I've watched that on the sidelines at home in my living room.
And I've been interviewed. So technically I have participated and I have published on reality TV. So if someone offered you a
role, let's say on Love Boat or something like that,
Survivor, but yeah,
Survivor.
alone
or something like that.
Eating but, worms.
So, no, I mention it because... Educate your mind, because
it's just going to keep you blind. I was going to say that the Prime Minister's push for a day off echoes a classic response of former Labour PM Bob Hawke, right? Bob Hawke declared a national holiday after Alan Bond's Australia 2 yacht won the America's Cup in 1983. And in fact, he said, any boss who sacks anyone for not turning up today is a bum.
That's it. And you do realise Bob Hawke has a beer named after him. It's a lovely beer in Sydney, in Newtown. And it's brewed by, I think, the Newtown Brewing Company. And it's or Bob Hawke's brew, or Bob Hawke's drop Fox or something. Okay. It's pretty tasty.
Get on to the reality TV show.
Yeah, so it's beer drinking, it's sport risk that we've been talking about as themes, and it's reality TV shows where you think that you're going on for the hype of it, but in fact, it's still a workplace, and that's what you've been pointing out too.
No, not at all.
What?
Not at all. What I'm pointing out is this. My love of reality TV has converged with my OHS practice body of knowledge, and I have researched one specific reality television show, and I have utilized six topologies about six things that potentially, I use the word potentially carefully, that possibly occurred that perhaps should or would not occur elsewhere, and these are work health and safety and well-being related matters, and alcohol trivialization was one of them.
So sorry, can you break that down a bit further. Are you saying that parts of the show, there was, were demonstrative of people drinking and that was trivialised?
That's right.
Okay.
There's a like theory. Accepted.
Yes. I've developed this notion of...
I'm not a regular watcher of the show. Oh, I see. So can you paint a picture for me? So I can...
Well, that's just one of the aspects. I won't give too much away. People have to read the work. Get your mind, 'cause it's trivialisation dissonance. So the idea of, which is this, to what extent do we trivialise certain risks and hazards in the workplace? And that's really what my thesis is. There are alcohol is one of them, signage, worker inadvertence, use of language.
Okay, sorry, go back. Alcoholism, signage.
Or not ism, not alcoholism, alcohol portrayal.
Signs. What was the third one?
Worker inadvertence. Just casualisation of inadvertence. By inadvertence, I mean not really paying attention, not being aware of things, but this is within a subset of other things such as the use or non-use of PPE, clutter. One of the possibilities of having a messy work site is what? Slip, trips, and falls. So I'm just looking at all of these, what I would call pedestrian, no pun intended, basic things that we would go about in our workplace. Just to what extent have we casualized our attitudes and beliefs and perceptions? I'm not interested in the big picture things such as scaffolding, such as edge protection, such as high risk activity. I was focused more on those mundane.
Okay.
So in other words,
so was there something specific about alcohol that you wanted to go to in that vein?
Well, I was more, the most specific aspect was I was just interested, why is there alcohol on this worksite?
Well, what about the brothel? We've talked about series where the brothel is a workplace.
Where the workers drank to cope with their job.
Yeah.
Yes, but I'm not, wasn't going that far. Remember, this is observational study. I was just curious.
So alcohol, keep going through. Second one?
PPE.
Okay.
PPE.
No hierarchy, just flatline. Okay. PPE, just alcohol. Straight up,
PPE, going. Alcohol, clutter, language, use of language, whether it's antiquated, whether it's appropriate or whether it's inappropriate. And then the big one, drum roll, are the events that could be construed, and I emphasise could be construed, as psychosocial risks and hazards.
But this is five. Repeat the sixth one.
So let's go. All right, go from the top. So worker inadvertence... / skylarking, which is just, you know, mate, having a laugh, having a good time.
Right, okay.
The other one was PPE.
I actually think the first one's two separate things altogether.
No, I've had to cluster some of them because it's part of that sort of,
analysis, they call it.
Yeah, thematic analysis. Because if you think about it, if you're mucking around, are you skylarking or are you being inadvertent? I would say both, based on my experience. So the other one was signage.
signage, right?
The lack of, and remember, you guys have had a bit of dig of me. I love my.
Sometimes you have too much signage.
I'm not a fan of signage. Yeah. I don't think that's an effective way to mediate the workplace for health and safety initiatives.
I think, you know, for many tasks, beyond the first sign, are people going to pay any attention?
They don't. It just becomes, you just, do I ever notice what this says anymore? Not at all. I walk
we've
in.
We've had a debate about the effectiveness of that.
So I'm looking at the door for everybody, for our listeners, signage, and it says, no food waste in bins makes Kanye less sad.
Yeah.
Right?
Pictures would show.
If you were to buy a piece of plant these days, you know, significant motorized piece of plant, there would be 20 or 30 signs on it.
I know.
All over it.
Big stickers and the big stop sign. But in any event, I was curious of to what extent signs were observed or not observed. And the third was the clutter. And with that goes all the things like rubbish. So they're the first three, what I sort of call tangible, like physical. You can see a sign or not see a sign. You can see a glove
but
or not see a glove.
But do you? Like that's what I'm saying is we have to actually understand human behavior and humans will mute that visual stimuli when it's just familiar. So I don't believe that that's that effective is what I'm saying.
There
needs to be better design practices because instead of, you know, blaming people to behave better and read those darn signs, you know, it's more about if they're not effective, we've got to design better.
Well,
right?
I'm hoping people like you will read this publication to actually say, so what? The signs, which could then lead on to further discussion about it. And then the other three is really what I've been interested in, and that has been alcohol and the trivialization of alcohol on the show, then followed by the use of certain language. And as we know now, the use of words and the way in which we speak to others in the workplace has been drawn into the vortex of work health and safety legislation. So language, and the third one broadly clustered as psychosocial risks and hazards. So now remember we talked about Prince, the decision in last seasons. Remember we talked about the Prince and Channel 7 network?
Prince
decision, Prince v7 and My Kitchen Rules. Remember we talked about those?
Yes.
So what were the claims? And these were successful claims in the Prince decision.
But during our discussion about that too, we pointed out that the shows want to be popular.
I was going to say,
they
want
to have drama.
You can't sanitize them and have them bland.
No.
To have viewers, right?
That's right.
So they want some provocation.
But I was doing a bit of a deeper dive. Yep. So it wasn't just the obvious thing, oh, let's poke the bear, let's prod. There were things around it which made me curious, such as working around the clock. So elements of fatigue, the obviously the crankiness that went along with that. And, of course, that was great drama because the cameras were rolling. A lot of these developments, I questioned, well, could you get away with this in, or are employers getting away with this in the real, in the workplace? So psychosocial was probably my main focus out of all of those six typologies. For me, the question was, this is a workplace. And you might think, well, no, it's not. It's reality TV.
We've established that in many of our episodes.
Yeah.
That's a workplace.
So that's what I've done.
Hip hop accident, all kinds of things. But psychosocial as a category is a huge category.
It's huge. And so it's acknowledged in the limitations, picked the things that I could code. For example, you know, swearing or having a face-to-face argument with your supervisor about the work having to be redone. So just that tension, which of course reality TV likes, I've just coded those things. Yeah, I've put it all together as a publication in popular culture. And that's the point of this in popular media. So Palgrave have picked it up because they see the significance of this beyond just OHS or beyond reality TV. They actually see this in terms of...
Are you cited in this new book?
I am the new book.
They've asked him to author a book. So he was submitting it as a journal paper and they went, no, hang on.
So can we get this book?
We want to expand what they were saying.
Yeah, well, the pressure's on for me to get it out. But very soon, I've only just accepted the terms.
Who will be publishing it?
Oh, this is, so Springer, so Palgrave Macmillan, that arm of Springer's a massive European,
publisher.
I think a Swiss publisher. And the imprint is Pivot. Pivot is their research arm. So I'm pretty excited about it because part of the deal is to ensure that I expand more of the theory, and I couldn't when you just do an article because you've got to just get straight to the observations, the conclusions. So I've been able to, for example, expand on why at one point there was a code of practice. And remember we mentioned this last year.
Yes, it's gone.
Yeah, a code of practice protected reality TV participants. In the 2018 code of practice, reality TV entrants do not get a mention. So that protection, which was you're not to humiliate, tease and all these other things, which ironically is now in psychosocial codes.
Yeah. It's moved over, but then got omitted from the population that originally started the concerns.
Yeah, because the code of practice...
As a target population.
Yeah, because the code of practice for television is, of course, written by stakeholders. And I'll leave it with that. But it's interesting that... So they're really interested to see how this area of, I guess, psychosocial and physical protection of reality TV contestants has evolved. And where are we at now? So I've used one show... And I've watched the show ad nauseum to code it. So I'm a bit excited by that because I think it's the first time anyone has looked at reality TV through an OHS, an occupational health and safety and wellbeing lens. Yeah, and that was my contribution. So I'm a bit excited about that.
I hope you still have a paper in the interim before the book's published. Are they allowing you to at least get a paper out or no, they want it all?
No, it's happening soon. Really, really soon. Yeah, it's all
good.
Coming out.
Good.
So it's all, the whole, it'll be no, one big publication.
So it's an electronic book.
No, both. Hard.
So it's a booky book.
Okay. As well. I know. This is the real deal.
A booky book.
Yeah,
Will it be published by the time this goes to air?
Yes.
Oh,
so
cool.
Hopefully it'll coincide. That's why I'm spending a bit of time on it.
So if one of our listeners sends you their copy, will you autograph it?
I'll be more than happy to autograph it virtually or physically. So, I'm a bit excited because, again, it was a passion thing turned into a research thing. And this idea of trivialisation dissonance hasn't been played with before in occupational health and safety literature. Hang on. Or anywhere for that matter. So this idea of us just taking things for granted. And sometimes the little things matter.
We hope you enjoyed that episode of Why Work. You've been listening to Trage, Sarah and Alan. And if you'd like to know more about some of the things we've talked about today, please subscribe and we'd be more than happy to provide you with information, names of cases and other things that may interest you. Please be aware that none of the matters we've talked about today should be construed as legal advice or any other type of advice. We're just here to talk about all things related to work. See you next time.
Educate your mind, cause the system keep you blind. Create a new path, don't let the people follow your signs. Educate your mind, cause the system keep you blind. Educate your mind, cause the system keep you blind. Educate your mind, cause the system keep you blind. Create a new path, don't let the people follow your signs. In my lifetime, I followed the wrong...